Well, here we go, game on. And it's another penalty. I think somebody's got to be in the bin here. Third penalty on a row. Somebody taken out in back play. And the referee's already...
Team warning,
Andy. We've been playing 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes in. And Rovers have chosen to take the 2 points and just calm things down, I suppose. If they're on offer, Andy, you've got to take them. Yeah, Mantellato did kick that ball. Good goal, as you would expect, from pretty much straight in front. 8 metres from the line, centre of the field again. Lump this time goes to the right, to Blair. The pass is handed on, there's numbers on that far side. The ball's bouncing around for Seo. Seo steps back inside, Seo hits his knees. Seo's over the line, that's a really good finish from the Aussie winger on that far side. It wasn't the best pass in the world, didn't matter. Seo picked it up on the bounce, stepped off his right foot, hit the floor and skidded over the line. Rovers are in front by 6 points to nil.
Yeah, always going to go to all Kingston Rovers hands, and the finish by Seo, exceptional.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't the greatest pass, but the finish was top draw from Kenny Seo, who's one of the competition's premier wingers, in my opinion. It's waved away, the Leaf fans cheer, so the scores remain 6 points to nil. Lunt will come back to the short side to Clarkson. The pass is over the top, and it's a walk-in on this far side for Mantellato. That's really, really easy for Hull KR. The pass was into the arms of Mantellato, and his winger on this far side, Adam Ixon, just stood on the touchline, watched him step off his left foot and score the second try of the game. It's Hull KR 10, Lee nil.
Yeah, didn't Hull KR make that look so easy there?
Round the corner, it's a shocking contact, and it hits the crossbar and the post on the angle. Poor contact, Andy, but it's no result. 10-0, the score remains. Hickson's going to get there. The referee's going to say, that's a penalty, and that's a crazy decision, and that should be 10 minutes for me. I'm be interesting to see. I think they'll take the two a game. And I think that's another stupid decision from Lee. But Mantellato does add the extras, and 12 points to nil. Good defence also from Clarkson. Now it's back to the line. Has he got the ball down? He has got the ball down. It's a real strong carry from the Lee attacker. He just went to the line, tried to push away the defenders, and he's managed to do so. And Lee have got that foot all in the game. Sam Hopkins were being told it was with that try. It was Ridyard adds the extras. So now Lee are right back in it at 12-6.
And as soon as Lee have exerted any real sort of back-to-back pressure on Hull Kingston Rovers, and Hull Kingston Rovers have incurred those dreaded penalties to bring Lee forward,
that'll be the last play of the half. There goes the Hooters. Lee are at the 20-metre line, round the ball into a player from and Dixon's. Dixon stepped inside. We said the first points of the second half were vitally important. It was a little short ball from Corey Patterson to Andrew Dixon in a hole, and then Dixon one-on-one with Ben Kikane just stood him up and then sprinted over, puts the ball down under the black dot, and that's a really good start to the second half from Lee Centurions. It's Hull KR 12, Lee 10, and Ridyard has added the extras, so we're all square, Andy. And you know, from a game after 10, 15 minutes, that was only going to go one way. You know, was in the balance at half-time at 12-6. He's right back in the melting pot now at 12-all. Hood's at dummy half. He'll come to drink water. He's just going to dink it up into the air. The chase is good. It's going to come down for Kikane, who's missed the ball. Into the arms of Dawson, and Lee have got back-to-back tries here. Their fans jump to delight. They're absolutely delighted with that. Ben Kikane just jumped for the ball. He's missed it. The referee has gone to the big screen. He has given the try. But for my money, Lee have scored back-to-back tries, and they're in front. It's Hull KR 12, Lee 16. There's the Lee Centurions fans, who are right behind the referee there when he gives that decision, and Lee are in front for the first time in this game. It's Hull KR 12, Lee 16. Corey Patterson straight through the middle. He's got the ball on the inside. It's going to be 3 tries for Hull KR. Drinkwater under the post, and Lee fans are in absolute heaven. Brilliant play from Lee. Corey Patterson through the middle. The off-road round the back was sensational. Into the arms of Drinkwater, who from 25 metres sprints overs. And from a game that was in Hull KR's control at half-time, he's now up against the 8-ball. It's Hull KR 12, Lee 20. Oh. Right in front, Ridyard adds the extras this time. And now it's from 6 points down, in a blink of an eye, Lee are 10 points up, Andy.
Yeah. They've shrunk away from the game, and at the moment you cannot see where the leadership qualities are. Who's going to grasp this game by the neck and go, hey, hang on a minute, fellas, this is not what's supposed to be happening. Let's get back on the game plan.
Marsh to Blair, further wide it goes to Kikane, and this time Kikane makes a break. Kikane's got support on his inside, gets the ball back to Matty Marsh. Matty Marsh is going to have the pace. That's a good try from Hull KR. Hull KR are back in the game. That was good play from Ben Kikane. He never panicked into open spaces. Matty Marsh on his inside like any halfback should be, and the game is back right in the balance. It's Hull KR 16, yeah. Lee 22.
came up on his inside. Once the ball was in his hands and it was a good delivery by Kokane, the finish was just matter of fact.
Again, it's not his best contact, but he's got the conversion. So we're now down to a four-point ball game. We've got 14 minutes left, Andy. Where's your money?
Yeah, they're going to take the two. So you can't argue against them. You know, they've come over here again to another Super League side, and at the moment they're edging the game.
Ridyard, big conversion attempt. The Leaf fans will tell you, looks good to me. There's the Leaf fans, risers one. Brilliant kick from Ridyard, 38 metres away from the goal. It's now a six-point ball game. It's Hull KR 18, Leigh 24. It's back to Ridyard to have another goal. Ridyard sets, Ridyard hits, Ridyard kicks the goal that gets Leigh one foot into Super League. They're going to get the win today. Brilliant play from Martin Ridyard. Hull KR 18, Leigh 25. That's the ball game, Andy.
Yeah, that's the ball game. And do you know what? They deserve the victory. They've come from a 12-point deficit to score a winning margin. They've been much, much better in the second half.
There's not going to be any more time left in the game. Leigh Centurions think they're in Super League. They've come over here to Hull KR on this Saturday afternoon. They wanted a victory that they think can get them into Super League. They've beaten two Super League sides now, Andy. A brilliant performance from Leigh, a disappointing, lacklustre second half from Hull KR, but full 100% credit to the Leigh Centurions.